If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Is your head spinning? I think my head is spinning. It's kind of wild to wake up on the first afternoon of the free agent frenzy. Legal tampering, illegal tampering. We're just going to call it free agency, call it for what it is. Let's call a spade and not a heart. Although I do heart free agency. But waking up on the first afternoon of this free agent frenzy, yeah, my head's been spinning since this afternoon. And I don't know that it's calmed down a whole lot. We've got more questions answered. More questions that are generating questions. And in the last couple minutes, even, breaking news about Sam Darnold, who leaves San Francisco, where they really liked what he did behind Brock Purdy. He leaves San Francisco, and he is now headed to Minnesota. Why? Because Minnesota lost out on Kirk Cousins on Monday. And maybe you're one of those people that believe this was a foregone conclusion. Maybe you saw the money and thought that's ridiculous. Who would pay that kind of money for Kirk Cousins? Well, and I do not mean this in any way when it pertains specifically or as it pertains specifically to Kirk, because I do not call people trash, but the phrase is one man's trash is another man's treasure, right? So the Vikings were prepared to let Kirk Cousins go if the price tag was too high. And he agrees to a 4-year deal with the Falcons. Also don't know whether the Vikings wanted to keep him or to sign him for that long. But $45 million per season, including another $100 million guaranteed. The Vikings released a statement that they couldn't reach an agreement on a contract that fit both the short and long-term visions for Kirk and the Vikings. So, in other words, there was a disconnect between the team and the player over how long they wanted to re-sign him. And yes, the money factors in.
4 years, $180 million, though it's unlikely he'll get all of that. So this is a little different than his last couple contracts with Minnesota in that they're not fully guaranteed, but another $100 million guaranteed. This man and his representation, they have made some really smart business moves. Now, he's also coming off a torn Achilles, but that didn't deter the Falcons. Taylor Heinicke may get released by Atlanta. That would likely happen before this week is done to save a little more money under the cap. Desmond Ridder is still under contract. New system with Raheem Morris. And here comes Cousins. I hope he's ready for the start of next season. He was having one of his best campaigns when he tore the Achilles. And that goes back to week number 8. But he was tied for the league lead in passing touchdowns and was second in passing yards when he got hurt. And remember, Justin Jefferson had also been hurt as well. None of that seemingly bothers the Falcons. So Falcons fans, how do you feels? The Falcons have a lot of young weapons on their roster, so it makes sense to pair them with a veteran QB. And this may have been the best option. I say may have been only because the uncertainty over his injury. But think about it. Bijan Robinson will be going into year 2. Fantastic young running back. Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Van Jefferson. Those are among the receivers. Well, Kyle being a tight end, of course. But they love what they've got in terms of targets. The defense also features not just a couple of veterans in there, but some good young talent. According to Raheem, it's a ready-made winner. All they needed was a quarterback to plug in. The Falcons get their man. It's interesting to say about Kirk Cousins, isn't it? It really is about the landscape in each offseason. Because there obviously would have been times when Kirk Cousins was nowhere near the most attractive quarterback on the free agent market, the most attractive QB available. But every offseason is different. And so now the Falcons pay, overpay? Which one would you apply? They pay through the nose, that's for sure, to bring in Kirk. Another domino drops. Whoa, and then the running back movement, just as dramatic as quarterbacks, maybe even more so. And we knew it would be that way because there were so many that were either cut or were hitting the free agent market. And maybe it's just me. But how many teams actually upgraded at the position? It seems a lot more of the get rid of one and bring in another one. But how many were actual steps up? That's an interesting question that I'd love to hear your reaction to. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Please find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. And then our Facebook page, too. Day one is in the books. Some weird moves, too. Weird as in it'll take some time for me to wrap my brain around. At the running back position, Josh Jacobs heads to Green Bay, and they release Aaron Jones. And this one is interesting to me because Aaron, I know it was a few years ago, but Aaron led the NFL with one season, 20 touchdowns, and at times was even more consistent than the other Aaron who was in the Packers backfield. But Josh Jacobs is 26 and Jones is 29. And in the age of running backs, or when it comes to the ages of running backs, that can make a huge difference. And Jacobs was disgruntled with the Raiders. I can imagine a lot of people are disgruntled with the Raiders or have been. But it's interesting to think about the Packers without Jones in their backfield, right? First time since 2017, he won't be their feature back. There is some talk that Jones will end up staying in the NFC North and will land with the Vikings, who themselves need a running back. So there's kind of some intermarrying, if you will, in the North Division. And it's the same thing for the NFC East. This is a bit of a shocker. Saquon Barkley, no longer a Giant. That's not the shocking part. He reaches an agreement with the Eagles, who were, in fact, looking to upgrade at their running back position, so it makes sense for them. But 3 years, just shy of $38 million. Now, it could be worth almost $47 million with incentives, but the $26 mil that's fully guaranteed as soon as he signs on the bottom line, or the dotted line, either one, it's probably the bottom line too, on Wednesday, he actually is making more than the franchise tag number and almost $16 million per year. That's the maximum that he could make. But $16 for $16 million per year. After the last couple seasons of debate about him, again, that's max if he meets all of his incentives, which means staying healthy, probably some yardage numbers in there, maybe playoff games, blah, blah, blah. But that would be the second highest average annual value for a running back in NFL history. For Saquon Barkley, I really do believe that it has to do with him staying healthy. And at some point, maybe we'll know the stipulations in the contract. But he will not be a Giant for life. He is now a member of Jalen Hurts' backfield. That's not the only running back movement. We know the Bengals are releasing Joe Mixon. And they reach a new deal with Zach Moss. The former Colts running back. Unless I missed it, and there is a chance that I could miss things, you'll have to tell me if I did. Nothing yet for Derrick Henry, who at 30 years old is among the oldest available and has had a lot of mileage on his body, but I still think he is worth it. Still think he's worth it. The Panthers, have they gone from bad to worse over the last 24 hours? They even got called out by a country music star. For those of you who know country music, Luke Combs has been a rising star the last couple years. Huge Panthers fan. And in the wake of the trade that sends Brian Burns to the Giants with no number one picks in return, he is freaking out on social media. I'm telling you, we don't agree on anything in this country except for football. Oh, and dogs. We agree on dogs as well. I like what the Browns did. I like what the Browns have done the last couple days. So Falcons fans, Browns fans, Packers fans, still hearing from Steelers fans, maybe Panthers fans are hiding their heads in paper bags. That used to be a Saints thing. What do you like? What do you hate? Couple of backup QB moves. Jacoby Brissett goes back to New England, which is interesting. But again, likely going to draft a QB at number 3. So anybody who's looking to move up right now, I don't know if the Patriots are willing to move down. Guess it depends on which quarterback they want. This is no longer a Bill Belichick operation. He used to move down like he had an allergic reaction to picks too close to the top of the draft. But Jacoby Brissett back to New England. And just breaking, Sam Darnold will head to the Minnesota Vikings. And as for the Vikings, in 45 minutes, we'll welcome Luke Braun, who has the Locked On Vikings podcast, and also a wicked sense of humor. Very sarcastic, but sarcasm is my love language. Although I really don't like it when my husband's uber sarcastic, so I guess I should stop saying that. It's only my love language. I don't like it when he uses my love language. I do realize that is extremely hypocritical. What do you like? What makes you want to stick out your tongue and go, bleh? Exactly. Do it just like that. It makes you feel better. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on our Facebook page as well as on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. If you remember, Raheem Morris was waxing poetic on the quarterback position at the combine and even said, if the Falcons had a quarterback, I probably wouldn't have been hired. So what is it that the Falcons were seeking in that impactful football position?
You got to hire brain trust. And we've hired and acquired some really good coaches to have some really good opinions. And we've had those guys all talking about it in rooms and being able to go through the process of how you go looking for the best quarterback. And nobody has this figured out. Let's not kid ourselves, right? The one position that's the hardest to evaluate, the one position that's the hardest to get, is clearly the quarterback position. So you got to put your best efforts and your best thoughts behind it, have some real detailed information on how you want to move forward, and then be able to go execute that plan.
You know, he told us absolutely nothing. The question did not get answered. He only said, we're working on it. Well, Kirk Cousins is the answer. Raheem on SiriusXM NFL Radio. Again, a whole lot of, I'm not going to answer your question. But Kirk Cousins, the most accomplished in terms of personal stats. Veteran who's been around for a long time. Mid-30s, can make the solid basic throws, had a real good rapport with Justin Jefferson, which obviously increased his street cred. Kirk's not JJ's. He didn't need any increase. I'm not sure it can be increased. But when Baker Mayfield was no longer available, Falcons really had just this one option and were prepared to pay through the nose. We'll be paying through the nose for Kirk Cousins. Gardner Minshew, he capitalizes on a great 23. And he gets a deal with the Raiders. Raiders fans, how you feeling about Gardner Minshew if he's your starter?
Very different offense with Minshew.
All right, a lot to react to. Goodness, pieces falling into place and yet still. My head is spinning. On Twitter, on Facebook, our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. There's still so much that will happen. A Tuesday, when I do my training run, I'm going to have to wear headphones, not a Walkman. I think I have it. No, I probably got rid of it. Did I get rid of it? I still have my iPod, but it doesn't actually have the radio on it. So instead, I'm going to have to listen to SiriusXM NFL Radio. It's breaking news all the time. And you dare not sleep. I mean, sleep. Well, I was going to be snarky and say it's overrated, but actually after 11 plus years of doing overnights. I think it's vastly underrated. Jane, I think it's underrated.
Sleep's good. Sleep's good.
No. It was not a good sleep day for me on Monday. Maybe I was already anticipating what I would wake up to. New blog post up as well. So finally finished that. I promised you in the first 24 hours of the work week, and so it's up. I haven't shared the link yet, but it's on my Twitter and Facebook homepages if you want to find it. Look forward to hearing from you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Winning is kind of the ultimate piece that you say, where do we have the best chance to win football games? And that's really such a big part of it. You know, certainly you pray about it. You try to kind of see where the Lord's leading you. But ultimately, you know, you have to focus on the winning. And then continuity is a big part of it. You know, where can you hit the ground running? And certainly when you can, you know, be around Minnesota, the continuity is a huge win.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Winning. The name of the game is winning. Well, can the Atlanta Falcons win with Kirk Cousins as their QB? That's the big question. And we don't have answers anytime soon. However, a lot of people giving their opinions, including Cameron Wolf from NFL Network.
Executives in that building, they felt like if they had a just average quarterback play last year, they would have won the division. I think Kirk Cousins is a lot better than average to upgrade that room. And some people will ask, why did they go the draft route? Well, I talked to people in that building. They had the number 8 pick. They felt like they did not control the draft like the Bears and Commanders did. They didn't want to end up empty-handed, and so they were aggressive going to get Cousins. And I'm told coming up that Achilles November 1st surgery, they expect him to be ready to go.
I think that's interesting from Cameron Wolf because he does mention the draft. And there are a bunch of QBs in this draft, depending upon what you're looking for. But the Falcons didn't feel like they were drafting high enough to be able to get a guy that could start right away and that they maybe wanted to make the full-blown investment in, or that they were sure. And that's the thing. At the quarterback position, especially when you believe that your team is close, as the Falcons do internally, again, that's what Cameron Wolf has indicated, that's what Raheem Morris has said, when you think you're close, you don't want to misfire on a QB. And so they decided it would be better to pony up for Kirk Cousins, to pay him, make sure that it was an offer he couldn't refuse, rather than go the draft route, even if it was someone who would cost them less, because they feel like they're close in a window where it's worth paying. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Keith is listening in Illinois. You think they overpaid for Kirk Cousins?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. Now, here's the reason why. Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. Don't get me wrong. But starting at the season, he's going to be 36 years old. He's coming off an ACL injury, which is
Achilles.
Yeah, Achilles injury, which is not easy to overcome. You're 36 years old. They gave him 4 years. They should have just drafted somebody. They got the number 8 pick, I believe. Gave him a 2-year deal instead and let their quarterback sit behind Cousins for a couple of seasons. But 4 years, so you counting on him to play till he's 40? All, well, I got to say is good luck to him.
Yeah, I don't. He probably won't end up playing the fourth year. I think a $100 million guaranteed is the part that matters. And so they're likely to, if nothing goes wrong and he doesn't end up getting hurt again, they're likely to have him for the 3 years and not the 4. But yeah, the guaranteed money, that's what kind of matters when it comes to these contracts.
And the funny thing about it, I was watching ESPN earlier, and I see an interesting stat. If Cousins fulfilled this contract he in now, he would have made $400 million in his career
Isn't that crazy? I mean, whatever you think of Kirk Cousins, he and his business team, his agents, they have done one whale of a job in getting that man paid.
They deserve a raise.
Well, I think they're making money hand over fist as well, but yes.
Yeah. But, yeah, I wish them all the luck. I'm actually a Bears fan, but I think it's a good signing currently. Like I say, I like the move. I just don't like the length of the contract, the years. I just think two would have been good. Draft a QB at eight. Have them sit behind Cousins. Or if you still believe in Riddler, have Riddler sit behind them. Maybe use that eighth pick on another receiver besides Drake London, because this is a very heavy wide receiver class.
That is true. And so we'll see. And now they do have some good young targets. So I think that's kind of the emphasis for a quarterback that can step right in and knows what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I would be stunned if Cousins was still playing in the fourth year of the deal. If he's still playing well, then they're likely to renegotiate. But the $45 million, which is average annual value, is not even in the top, five, six for quarterbacks. And so they got him, I don't want to say for a cheaper rate. They probably had to give up the extra years in order and the $100 million guaranteed in order to not make him the highest paid QB or top five or something along those lines. But I would think three seasons would probably be the max there, unless he's crushing it, right? Unless all of a sudden he becomes, I don't know, Brett Favre in the late stages.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah, right. Good to talk to you, Keith. Thanks so much for your phone
nice
call.
Talking to you. All right, bye.
Ron is in Charlotte. Ron, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks. I just wanted to touch on the Carolina Panthers free agency today and possible draft scenario after the Burns trade.
All right, what do you think?
I like the offensive line moves because you're adding Lewis and Hunt, and Hunt can actually play all over the line. And they're getting rid of, some of their road graders, and they're actually getting guys on the offensive line that can actually pass block and run and protect and be a road grader, too, for the run. And what I heard was they're moving Corbett to center for this season.
Interesting. I mean, the offensive line is obviously a major point of contention. Thinking about Bryce Young, how many times he got hit. He's not a huge guy. Not that he isn't durable, but you don't want him to take too many hits, or your franchise quarterback, regardless of his size. But you're playing with fire when you're letting him get hit over and over, not to mention how it affects your run game and how it affects his ability to wait for the plays to develop with receivers and for them to get downfield. So, yes, the offensive line, to me, top priority. But I don't love the Brian Burns thing, if for nothing else, and they didn't get much in return for him.
I don't really love it either, because if the Giants was going to turn around and offer him $150 million, why didn't we just wait for that offer to pop up and not match it, and then we would have got two firsts? I didn't agree with that. But with that second, at least with the second, I think what they're going to probably do with our second is go wide receiver, and then I really think they're going to take Peyton Willis, who's already been endorsed by Luke Kuechly.
They need to upgrade every position. So honestly, as long as they're picking guys that are highly rated, solid guys, I don't think that they can go wrong. But as you point out, O-line was the priority, and they definitely were addressing that on Monday.
Yeah. And I'll have to send you a pic on Twitter of my dog.
Yes, please. I do love dog photos.
He's like 6 months old now.
Oh, my gosh. What kind of dog?
He's just an American mutt. He has about 12 different breeds in him, but he's mainly a retriever, though, mainly golden retriever.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, good. Yes, please do that, because those make me happy.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Have a great night. 855-212-4227. Just a nutty day in which we've got some guys who are actually staying inside their divisions. And I'm hearing, this is kind of interesting, but Marco Belletti here in studio, hearing that Aaron Jones could end up with the Vikings. So then you would have even more of that intermarrying, if you will, in the NFC North.
Yeah, I mean, look, guys don't owe their teams anything, and whatever spot is the good for them or whatever contract they're going to get, they're going to take care of themselves. And the other thing, too, that I think we always forget, and this is true for most of the athlete, most guys don't play for teams that they rooted for when they were kids. So the idea of, like, oh, going to the heated rival of my job after this team didn't want me anymore. It's not a heated rival anymore. They're now unemployed, and they're looking for whoever wants them. So it's not the same. It's not like, you know, you grew up with it. You hate this team for 40 years. They hated them when they played against them for 2 years that they were on the other side. It's not the same concept.
And I wouldn't say hate is nearly as deep-seated as the fans themselves. So the rivalries are among fans. And as you point out, when you bring it down to the basic level, for instance, I was at a previous competing network when I decided to leave there. All right, my loyalties ended. I got a better job and a better opportunity with CBS Sports Radio. And the second I walked out the door, my loyalties belonged somewhere else.
And it's
a business, right? But we think of it from a fan perspective, not we, you and I, but fans think of it from their perspective. Fans are loyal. Teams and athletes, I don't want to say never, but the vast majority for them, it's about a business. And often, if they get loyal, they get burned.
Well, and that's the thing, because you want the player to be loyal, but you're not concerned that the team wasn't loyal to the player.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't bother you.
Right.
But you're bothered by the guy not being loyal to the team that he no longer is playing for because they didn't want him anymore. So to me, it's kind of silliness, and it's almost childish. But I get it when it's in the heat of the moment, it's raw. It's a wound. You didn't like it, but you get past it. And again, there are guys that when you talk about heated rivalries, when you're there for a few years and you play a team a bunch of times, there does get to the point where you, especially if you're there like, you know, 5, 6, 7, a decade, you play a team twice a year. You get to the point where, I mean, hate is a strong word, but it's just the idea that like you hate them in a football sense. You do.
Right. Sports hate is mostly jealousy.
Right. But I mean, you're there a year or two, you may not feel it. It may not have ramped up. You're there for a long time and you play a team. Again, you're there 7, 8 years and you play them twice a year. After 15, 16, 17 games against the same team, you're going to grow to hate that uniform. You just don't want to see it anymore. So there is some of that. But when it comes down to it and you got to take care of yourself and your business, your family, all that stuff goes out the window.
It does. And for people who are in careers where you've had multiple employers, like most of us in the media industry, It's more identifiable. It's a job. Not that you don't love it when you're in it. Not that you aren't grateful for the opportunity. But hey, you go.
And some places
you go where the jobs are.
And some places fit you better than others.
Right.
And some places you really truly want to be. And some places are like, this is the best for me right now. There's a lot of that, and you don't know what everybody's situation is. Is it truly the absolute stop that you wanted to go to? Maybe. You'll never tell us different, but maybe you're looking at it and going, I didn't really want to do this, but this is the best for me right now. And I mean, what else am I going to do? I'm not retiring. I'm not going to not play. I'm not going to take half the salary to go somewhere else. Like, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. We expect players sometimes to take hometown discounts, but we wouldn't do it.
It's silly.
Whatever the hometown
discount is. It's silliness.
Half the time, it's not even, more than half the time, it's not their hometown.
And again, it also depends on the player. Sometimes there are guys, like I remember when Jose Ramirez resigned with Cleveland a year or two ago, whatever, and he, like, oh, you could have got more on the market. I wanted to be here. That's different. If you want to be somewhere, they want you there, and they go, look, we want you, but we can't afford more than this, and you're comfortable with that, so be it. But that's where it's good for you. Don't assume that everybody's going to do the same thing because, you know, some people look at it and go, I didn't want to be in Cleveland. I never picked Cleveland, or I never picked, you know, San Jose. I'm here because I got drafted. I'm here because I got traded here. And now I get to do whatever I want to do, and that's where they're offering me money. I want to go there.
Hmm.
It's a simple thing.
Yeah, sometimes it's your choice. Sometimes it's not your choice, and you have zero control over it. A little bit different than the average industry for the rest of us. So what do you like or not? And actually, here's an interesting question. Which teams upgraded at running back? Because right now it feels like most of them are just swapping parts out. So would love to hear from you on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Also on our Facebook page. Lot happening. We've got college hoops. We've also got, weirdly, a Novak Djokovic upset. Novak Djokovic. I go back and forth between Nikola Jokic and Novak Djokovic. Because I'm an idiot. So there's still plenty to talk about. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
because I'm at ease. Last year was a little stressful, especially after you get tagged. And then, like, I don't, like, really talk about myself too much, so I definitely don't like turning on the TV and try to watch ESPN or watch any of these, you know, these TV shows and, oh, here goes my face, and it's, oh, what's the contract negotiation? All that stuff kind of bothered me. But now, like, it's kind of like I dealt with it last year. I went through it last year, so I'm at ease, so that's why I'm confident. It's like whatever happens, happens.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
About a month ago, Saquon Barkley, much calmer about the contract process this year. And if you can take your subjectivity out of it, whether a Giants fan or an Eagles fan, you got to be happy for the guy because he wasn't bucking the whole process. He wasn't frustrated anymore. He sounds pretty calm about it. And he did get a new deal inside the NFC East, doesn't have to move very far, and ends up getting paid nicely. In fact, if he meets all the incentives, which let's be fair, isn't likely. It probably includes a bunch of team marks as well, playoffs, that type of thing. But I'll bet a lot of it's built into him remaining healthy. He's actually going to make more than the franchise tag number and could make up to $15.833 million per year. That is top two for a running back all time. Nearly $16 million per year. But even if you round down, $15.5 million per year. That's a lot for a running back. If I'm Saquon Barkley, I'm psyched because I believe in myself. I believe that I can be healthy. I believe that I can meet those incentives. Now, he did miss three games with a high ankle sprain last year. That was early in the season. But nearly 1,000 yards and a half dozen touchdowns for the Giants, despite the fact that they were starting Tommy DeVito at quarterback for a while, meaning the offense it had some bright moments, I suppose, but not a whole lot of room to run at all. And Barkley's 27. Last year made just over $10 million on the franchise tag. The Giants decided not to use it this year, and he hit free agency. It's sort of funny to hear people get angry about him going to the Eagles. As Marco and I were talking about right before the update, if you don't want to sign him and you don't want to pay him and he's free to go anywhere else, it makes sense, actually, that he would stay in the division and not move very far. In fact, not leave the Northeast. It's great for him. A lot less adjusting. Probably closer to family and friends that he's made in the area. Now, he did say he wanted to be a Giant for life, but turned down an offer last year. So the guaranteed money last season from the Giants would have been $23 million. This year, with the Eagles, $26 million fully guaranteed. We may scoff at $3 million when it comes to athletes, right? That's no big deal. But $3 million is $3 million, especially when you're paying taxes in the Northeast. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on our Facebook page, also on Twitter. Love your reaction to some of the QB moves. And what team out there actually upgraded at the running back position? I think Eagles is one of them. But honestly, it feels like teams are just kind of swapping guys in and out. It's a little bit odd. 855-212-4227. Terrence is in Texas. Welcome to After Hours.
Good morning, Miss Amy. Long time no talk to you. It's been over 2 years since I've caught your show.
Wow.
I heard you on last night for the first time in a while. And the gentleman that you had on from SI was pretty accurate with his Kirk Cousins to Atlanta. And I just really, this NFC East is really, I'm a Cowboys fan.
Okay.
And as usual, the Jones family is somewhere on a boat, not taking free agency seriously. But I'd like to say, you know, everybody who got their bags, you know, Saquon, congratulations. Don't know what the Eagles are really doing, but, you know, that's their team and their, you know, prerogatives. Don't really have too much to say about the Cowboys because it'd be three weeks before they actually sign somebody.
I was going to say, did they make any moves on Monday? Because it didn't feel like it, though there are still a couple more days to go, plus the draft.
Yes, ma'am. But you like Atlanta wanted to get a proven commodity, something that's been in the league, and, you know, they didn't want to draft a quarterback, per se, as number eight, and you don't know exactly what you're getting and having to wait on them. So I understand why they drafted Kirk Cousins. Kudos to them for upgrading their quarterback position because Desmond Ridder was not the answer. And good luck. You know, just wanted to call and chat it up with you for a brief moment.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, Terrence. What do you want the Cowboys to do? I mean, they're pretty close to a complete team. Granted, you could always get better, but I know they lost Tony Pollard. What would you like them to do?
For one, a defensive tackle. I believe it's a three technique that we need. And maybe, you know, an additional linebacker. We've lost our center. Running back, you know, I personally, when I heard the news of Aaron Jones getting released, I instantly thought he would be a great addition to the Cowboys, seeing since he loves playing at AT&T Stadium, torching the Cowboys there. And being a UTEP guy, I think, you know, it'd be a nice homecoming for him if he were to come here. Other than that, you know, there are a couple of, you know, Eric Armstead, for instance, got released. That would be a nice addition, I believe, in the middle of our defensive line. They'll free up Micah. That's pretty much my off-season wish list.
I like it. Aim high.
Yes, ma'am. I have one question before you cut me loose. I haven't caught your show in a while, and so you're getting married. Congratulations. Or are you already married?
Yeah, I got married 3 months ago. Thank you.
Congratulations. And is your grandma
Helen, my Grammy Helen? She passed away not long after she turned 100.
Okay, I'm glad she made it to see 100.
She did. And it was a great celebration. As much as she had been really nervous about it leading up to it, it was a wonderful weekend with family.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And have a good morning, and thank you for taking my call. And let's see if we can get a repeat World Series champion this year.
All right. All right, Terrence. Good to talk to you. Thanks so much for your phone call and also for caring about my family and what's going on with me. Yeah, Grammy Helen had an amazing celebration almost 2 years ago. I cannot believe that it was almost 2 years ago, but her birthday in early April, and we got together in snowy Wisconsin. It was snowy in her part of Wisconsin, and had a bunch of family in, had a wonderful time. She was so happy, and it's a great memory for us, even after she passed away. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.